This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Police have arrested a man suspected in the armed robbery of the De La Cruz produce store on Monday night, where approximately $13,000 in cash was taken. Gillette PD located the suspect, Fernando Abeta, interviewed him, and in a search of his residence, found more than $11,000 in cash along with a handgun, ammo, and clothing that matched the description given by the clerk. Charges are pending. Interim Campbell County Health CEO Jerry Klein has asked the hospital board for a clear direction in which to lead. The board said he will continue with ongoing projects, including beginning the implementation of the Epic electronic medical record system that CCH is upgrading to through its new affiliation with UC Health. The board assured him he'll return to his role as COO once a new CEO is hired and gave Klein a raise of approximately 20% for his role as interim. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Third quarter reports from Peabody Energy and Arch Resources suggest a strong market for thermal coal in the Powder River Basin as we approach the end of the year. Arch saw a significant increase in revenues in the third quarter. Peabody saw a similarly strong quarter of production in its Powder River Basin operations, reporting an increase in revenue from last year, but also reported that expenses made for a flatter performance. A Facebook post made by Senator Troy McCune has led to some questions as to where the line between figurative and literal language lies in the current polarized political climate. McCune says the post was made out of frustration at certain legislative processes and wasn't meant to incite. However, former Speaker of the House of Representatives and Gillette attorney Tom Lubnow says elected officials should hold their language to a higher standard. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.